past T-minus 6 days.
Every time we send a spacecraft to answer questions, we end up asking more. Clearly, a return to Jupiter is in the stars.
There we go.
In 2003, with fuel and power running low, Galileo's 14-year odyssey was brought to an end. Deliberately, to ensure Europa remained uncontaminated by an out-of-control spacecraft with a load of earthly bacteria.
I was responsible for Galileo's bitter end on purpose. My friends always remind me to say, make sure you tell people it was on purpose. So the idea was to, you know, come into the atmosphere of Jupiter with enough velocity that it would break up and be destroyed, you know, pretty much right away. It's now part of Jupiter.
Meanwhile, back on Earth, our return to Jupiter is being planned. In the construction bays at Lockheed Martin, the Juno spacecraft is taking shape, getting ready for its close encounter later in the decade. And looking ahead, NASA and the European Space Agency are joining forces to send two spacecraft, one each, to orbit Ganymede and Europa.
We launch in 2020 and we arrive in 2026.
This essential detailed reconnaissance will set the stage for the ultimate goal of exploring an alien ocean by robot submarine.
Europa is a good place for robots. Why? Number one, it's a heck of a long ways away. Our propulsion systems are not ready for it to deliver people there. And second, the radiation environment on the surface of that moon is dangerous as hell. 5 minutes exposure to an unshielded human and you've received a lethal REM dose. So you don't want to put people on Europa, but we can definitely put robots there. And is there a reason to go? You bet, right? It's a totally unexplored world, and it probably has the highest probability of life off this planet.